Egyptian officials have criticized the suspension of some U.S. military aid as the military-led government cracks down on its opponents. But others here see Washington's decision as one that only strengthens the resurgent neo-nationalism. Political analyst Saad Eddine Ibrahim.
Many Egyptians are welcoming the cutting of aid because they felt that it was not significant enough to make Egypt a dependent country and a follower of the U.S.
But there are repercussions, and they come at a critical time. The Egyptian military is trying to flex its muscles over the ouster of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi, waging what it calls a war on terror. Veteran diplomat Abdallah Al-Ashal says that for the military, it's a broad concept.
We are keen not necessarily to be in line with the United States, but to see or to pursue our national interest. What is our national interest? Is to fight terrorism everywhere. What is terrorism? Terrorism means anyone who is against them.
While Al-Ashal says the military's major focus is the political force of the Muslim Brotherhood, jihadism is a growing threat, moving from the Sinai Peninsula into Egypt's heartland. And for that, it relies on the U.S. weapons systems it's been using for decades. Political analyst Ibrahim.
When there's a change in the arms supplier, it usually takes anywhere from 3 to 4 years to train the military on the new weapon system.
And for all the concern about political developments in Egypt, the U.S. has strategic interests at stake. Washington says it will keep helping Egypt in key counterterrorism efforts. Sinai not only is attracting more militants, it borders Israel and was a cornerstone of the aid deal with Egypt to make peace with U.S. ally Israel in 1979. Former Ambassador Al-Ashal.
The more the army is involved in Sinai, the more the army is also involved in its relations with Israel. At the same time, I expect that after Geneva II, all the terrorists of the whole world are coming to Sinai.
That common military challenge, Ashal believes, will likely be enough to hold the key players, Egypt, the U.S., and Israel, together. As for the political fallout, there's little worry of escalating anti-Americanism, Ashal says, as people here are already anti-American to the teeth. Elizabeth Abbott, VOA News, Cairo.